there's the full-time whistle. It's all over here at the Adana Park in Letterkenny as Niamh Connell take victory and defeat their rivals Glenswilly to march into the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship on a final scoreline of 210 to 10 points. Glenswilly were very much in this tie. You can say right up until the opening seconds of the second half, because they were leading by 6 points to 4. They were very dominant in that opening half. Michael Murphy leading the way with 3 of their 6 scores. Caelan Dunleavy was also involved in the opening half as well. Kevin Marley getting in on the act, as was Shane McDevitt. But 2 scores towards the end of the half from Kieran Thompson kept Niamh Connell in touching distance at the break. It was a 6-4 tie. Now, the opening 60 seconds of the second half has seen a goal from Eunan Doherty and a point from Charles McGuinness, and that put Niamh Connell on their way as they burst in to a 1-5-6 point lead. Glenswilly tried to hang on to the tails of the men from Funtown and Glenswilly, and they got to within a point. However, once that second goal had gone in from Leo McClune on 23 minutes, there was only going to be one winner in this tie. And I suppose at the end of the game, Niamh Connell, showing all their experience from being in huge decisive club championship matches in the county over this last couple of seasons, that came through today in this performance, particularly at the start of the second half. And when you look at it, the goal from the goal in the second half for Niamh Connell, and that one towards the end, those are the big scores that have sent Niamh Connell on their way to the last 4, Brendan.
Yeah, well, you know, there were questions been asked of Niamh Connell at halftime. Their first half performance isn't what you expect from Niamh Connell down through the years. They were very flat in the first half. They were being beaten to breaking ball. They were being, you know, their kick out was under pressure. Everything was going against them. All the energy was with the Glenswilly. But then you go back and you recount, you know, the amount of wides that Glenswilly kicked, the balls that dropped into the goalkeeper's hand, and you know, Glenswilly probably deserved to go in 4 or 5 at least points ahead at half time. They didn't, and to be fair to Niamh Connell, you know, that pedigree, that championship kudos that they have, they came out thundering in the second half. As you say, they scored a goal and a point in the first minute of the second half and really laid down their marker. It was far from one of Niamh Connell's best performances, but again, they showed the ability to manage the game, to get scores at crucial times that mattered, and they used all their experience. As I mentioned earlier, Leo McClune scoring that second goal and Vaughan the first one, and then the experience, you know, Johnny O'Malley across the field. I thought Ethan O'Donnell had a superb game for Niamh Connell today. He was really well, and you know, they kept Glenswilly from scoring a goal, and that was very important too, and you have to give great kudos to their backline in that respect. Jason Campbell had his hands full all day with Michael Murphy, but he did relatively well. He didn't let him create any goal chance that I remember, apart from the brilliant save that Stephen McGrath made earlier in the game. So you have to give great kudos to Jason Campbell, plus Kevin McGettigan and AJ Gallagher back there too, that they coped with that threat, because it was something that they were trying to do all day. Ethan O'Donnell to me was man of the match. I thought he was superb the whole game through. When Niamh Connell needed someone to drive from deep, he was always prepared to do it. 4 or 5 times I can recount him leaving men in his wake as he opened up the burners and drove through the middle of the Glenswilly defence. So as I said, you know, Niamh Connell will know themselves and need to be better going into a semi-final, so they will, but they'll be happy to come through today. They knew they were under a bit of pressure, and they knew you're coming up against a Glenswilly team, you know, who really know how to play championship football with Michael Murphy in it, and they gave it everything, and you have to give great credit to Glenswilly in that respect. They really gave it everything. They left everything they had out in the field, and today it just wasn't to be their day, and they rue their missed chances. But that's the beauty of championship football. You have to take your chances when you're on top, and they just didn't, Dosh.
Okay, thanks, Brendan. Brendan's going to stay beside us here in our commentary position, because what we'll do after the 4 o'clock news is we'll recap the senior championship games. We now know who the 4 teams will be in the hat for the draw this evening. Yesterday we had Kilcar, Gweedore and St Eunan's all won their respective last 8 encounters, and they've now been joined by Niamh Connell. So the 4 big guns are all into the last 4 of the senior championship, and